So, how's everybody doing this morning? Woo! We have a very special panel on our radio show today. Of course, we have Joe Haley. Anybody ever watched the Joe Show before? Woo! Got some big fans out there. We also have Andy Cohn, a.k.a. Captain Killjoy. He's the editor of Counselor Magazine. Let's say good morning to Andy.
How's everybody doing today? Yeah, very good over
here. This gentleman is very good. We have Nicole Rollander, who is our Director of Education and editor of Stitches Magazine. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, everybody.
And Matthew Cohn, Vice Chairman of ASI. How did we get you in the seat this morning, Matthew?
My lucky day. Good morning.
It is your lucky day. Good morning. And, of course, we have Tim Andrews, President and CEO of ASI. Good morning, Tim. How are you feeling?
Good morning, Melinda. Feeling great.
We have a great show for you today. We've got a couple game shows where some of you can win some valuable prizes. I recruited a few ladies over here, but there's still room to get in on the fun. And first, Joe's going to tell us what's on tap for today's show.
Thank you, Melinda. Well, if you stay right out front here in a few minutes, you'll see a live version of the Joe Show. Tim Andrews is going to help you all get geared up for 2010. We also have a trivia game and another Price is Right segment, so if you want to watch that, it's a lot of fun. Andy will talk about incentive programs that you all should be selling. Nicole has pen trends for everyone. Finally, Andy has sales tactics that actually work, but we're going to start off with the industry news. Andy.
Thank you, Joe. The ASI Holiday and Incentives Expo trade show opened yesterday to crowded aisles of eager distributors. Attendees also took part in education sessions throughout the day on the show floor, learning about how to sell corporate gifts and incentive programs. Supplier M2 Enterprises announced today a new partnership with Sakar International, a consumer electronics manufacturer. M2 will now sell the Vivitar, Datex, and Lingo brand products in addition to the Igloo, Weber, and Samsonite brands that M2 has already been selling. Plus, show VIPs in Vegas went to the hot party last night at the Christian Audigier nightclub. The party honored the members of Counselor's Hot List, announced last month in the August issue. Check out the full video report from the party, as well as the whole Vegas show, in Promogram later today.
Thank you, Andy. And now, you've seen him on video, but you're going to have a live version of the Joe Show, where Joe Haley shows us some of his favorite products from the trade show floor. Joe, what have you found?
Well, Melinda, the first product to have here is a bottle of water, and this is different than most bottled water you're going to see out there because it has a 3D label on it. In the back, you'll see through the water, you see an image, and in the front, you'll see another image. When you look through the back of the bottle, it looks like it's 3D, so it's going to give any water promotions your clients are doing another dimension.
And can we put your likeness on that?
Absolutely.
That would be cool.
I'm sure everyone would be drinking that up. This next product, this is a knife sharpener. Now, everyone needs sharp knives in the home. So if you have clients gearing promotions towards home buyers, anyone, homemakers, this is a great product. Also for anglers and for outdoorsmen, so they have knives and they need to keep them sharp.
And who makes that?
That is by Creative Sales. Now, we have a water holder here. If you're doing sports promotions, if you have sports clubs out there, think of soccer clubs, think of baseball clubs. They do a lot of tournaments. People are on soccer fields, baseball fields all day. They need to stay hydrated. So this is a water bottle holder, and it's great. Think of the booster clubs they can use. They give it to all the parents, give it to all the players. When they're not playing, they can still have their water right there on their hip. Hey, tis the season. We know it's the Holiday and Incentives Expo. Tis the season, Andy.
Tis the season, wow.
Tis the season.
I'm feeling the season.
This is an unbreakable Christmas ornament, and it's a holiday ornament. Very nice graphics on it, and it cannot be broken if I drop it. It stays in one piece. It looks like glass, but it's not. So think of your clients who are looking for something for their clients or for their vendors or for their employees to give out. This is an unbreakable holiday ornament.
And last
but not least, if you're working with towns and municipalities, a lot of them are really ramping up their recycling efforts, and they're going with a new type of container to pick up glass, bottles, paper. So if they want to get the word out, this would be a neat thing. They could put their logo on it, get it out to the community, and this vendor will actually fill it with nice treats. So it's a nice little idea for our towns and municipalities.
And who makes that?
This is Web Company.
All right, and you can see all those products today on the trade show floor. Is that right?
Absolutely, and you can see them on the Joe Show online at www.asicentral.com or go to YouTube, youtube.com/asicentral.
We're on YouTube.
We are on YouTube.
Wow, way to plug the Joe Show.
Thank you so much, Joe. I know you're going to go out to the trade show floor. We're going to check in with you in a little bit.
Absolutely.
All right,
Joe, make your way out there. Well, we know that distributors and suppliers are certainly gearing up for 2010 and figuring out ways to maximize their sales and marketing efforts. So, Tim, Let me bring you in here and see if you can offer a couple of tips for ways that industry companies can really get themselves ready for a ramp up in 2010.
Yeah, I'm going to pull Matthew Cohn, who's on the air with us today, yep. into this conversation too. You know, I think one thing that people can do is really sit back and for, you know, just spend a couple of hours strategically thinking about what worked this year and what didn't work. Because I think sometimes we have to honestly, you know, analyze, you know, which of my clients really worked for me this year, what approaches that I had this year really worked, and then what didn't really work, and, you know, how do I attack that? Matthew, do you have any
I do. I talked to a distributor yesterday. It was really interesting on the trade show floor. A 25-year industry professional stopped me to tell me that he spent the entire day the day before in the new distributor track, and I said, but you've been in the industry 25 years. Why that? And he said, because things are so new today, I really view I need to restart my distributorship. I need to look back at what I'm doing and to pretend like I'm starting all over again and just start fresh. And he said the new distributor track was tremendously helpful in reframing his focus on what he's going to be doing for 2010.
Great. I think also it's a time to start calling your clients. And if you haven't talked to your client in the last 3 weeks, you really don't know anything about their business because things are changing so rapidly in this economy. You know, they may have had a difficult first half. They may be having a comeback in the third half. You need to be there when they need you. So I think also calling your key clients, calling those key prospects again, and talking to them about what their plans are for the coming year, how are they doing, not because you're going to sell something on that, you know, immediate sales call, but so you can get a feel for what can you come back to them with so that you can really meet their marketing needs going forward into 2010 and really in the second half of 2009. You know, the year's not over yet. Still a lot of time to get business.
Sure, and I think that insight is really important. The idea that trying to find out what their plans are for 2010. What are their marketing budgets looking like and what are their goals?
That's
right. And then you can come up with ways to find solutions to those goals. So really getting in touch with clients is vitally important these days.
And spending time listening to them. I think a lot of us, you know, spend a lot of time talking. We don't spend enough time listening. So if you can have a conversation for an hour with a client and you spend 80% of the time silent and get them to talk about what's going on, I think that's important. Matthew?
Two other distributors gave me some good thoughts yesterday. One uses the Counselor Magazine study that we did to provide more ROI data about the proof that ad specialties really work. In today's environment, they've found that, you know, having hard data is really helpful to them in making sales and getting the budget approved, which I think is very important. The second distributor gave me a great tip, which was, you know, they go to trade shows, they find the new products, they find the specific ideas, and they immediately get a sample or go back to that client. When they walk the show floor, they're always looking for specific products that they can bring back. And they say without fail, they come back from the show and specifically get direct orders as a result because they make it such a conscious effort to really focus on finding products for their specific clients.
There was a distributor on the floor yesterday that was walking around and taking photographs of some product with permission of the supplier and sending them immediately to a client with a little note saying, I'm at a trade show in Las Vegas. I just saw this. I think it'd be perfect for you and for the thing we were talking about, and sending it off as an email attachment to that client. That was incredibly smart because people really expect, you know, cool ideas. It also shows that as a distributor, you're plugged into what's going on in the industry and you're giving them ideas they haven't thought about before.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I know that there's many people who are doing that. It's very good.
And also, speaking of the new distributor track, one component of one of the courses was social media. You know, people using Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, creating videos and sending them out to their clients. One of the speakers said that between 1990 and 1995, that technology advancement is going to be within 3 months, like that same, is going to be compressed in that period of time in 2010. So I think keeping abreast of technology and really staying in touch with people that way, clients especially, is important.
Very smart.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for the advice on how everybody can gear up for 2010. Now we have some fun planned, a little trivia game show. So, Melinda, take it away.
Dude, we have three very willing contestants here. Now, how well do you guys know your Vegas and ASI trivia? Thumbs up? Okay, I don't know. They look a little dubious, but we have a really big prize today, the Big Bobber floating cooler. So, obviously, you're going to want to try your very best. Now, we have Danny here. Danny, where are you from?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
And you've been to Vegas before, hopefully?
Yes.
Okay, so your chances are?
1 in 5.
There's only three people here. How does that work? And we have Jolene. Jolene, where are you from?
Becker, Minnesota.
All right, have you been to an ASI show before?
In Chicago.
All right, so this is your second?
Yes.
All right, well, very good luck to you. And we have Eleanor. Where are you from, Eleanor?
Reynoldsburg, Ohio.
All right, how many times have you been to Vegas?
Quite a bit. Every year for the spring show.
Ah, and you're a high roller?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get started. Here's how it works. Tim is going to read you a question. If you think you know the answer, shout out ASI. I'll call on you, and then you get a point if you get the answer right.
Okay, first question. How tall is the statue of Caesar in Caesar's Palace? A, 10 feet, B, 20 feet, C, 30 feet, D, 150 feet tall.
Okay, Jolene, what do you think it is?
150.
Oh, Beep. I think that is wrong. Eleanor?
Was it 30?
10, 20, 30, and 150.
30.
Beep. Danny.
All right, Danny,
Come
you
on.
Have one. Well, there's
you
two
got one
choices
out of two.
Left.
Do it.
What are the two choices left?
10 or 20 feet.
20.
You won.
Danny.
You won.
Danny.
Danny got it.
Danny's on the board with 1 point. Let's hear the next question.
Question number two. Name the two ASI magazines that focus mainly on apparel.
Two ASI magazines that focus on apparel. Now, I'm the editor-in-chief, so if you guys don't know these, I'm going to be very disappointed. Jolene.
Advantage and Stitchables.
Okay, we're going to give you
credit. Yes, yeah, some partial credit there.
We have a magazine called
Stitches magazine.
Let's not give it away
now. We have
now.
Another magazine that focuses solely on apparel. Anyone know what it is? Come on, Danny.
I was gonna
Come
pick
on.
It up today.
You were going to pick it up today.
The other word for apparel in the industry is?
Advantages and promotional products.
Oh, I don't think anyone's going to get
but
this
one. But he's got
one.
That one.
It's Stitches and Wearables.
Stitches and yep. Stitches
Obviously,
and
you're going to need to renew your subscription to those magazines, so come by our
Come by the editorial booth.
Stop
we'll
by the editorial booth. We'll set
All
you
right,
up
All right, we still have just Danny on the board.
By 1996, how many performances has Wayne Newton done in Las Vegas? By 1996, A, 0, B, 1,000, 25,000, D, 50,000. So by 1996, how many did he
Danny, how many performances?
1,000.
Nope. B.
No. We have 0, 25,000, or 50,000?
50.
Nope, 50. Boo. Oh.
All right, come on, Jolene.
25,000.
You got it.
You got it.
All right, 1 point for Jolene.
Question number four.
A lot of performances.
Where is ASI located?
Where is ASI located?
A, Trevose, Pennsylvania. B, Bangor, Maine. C, San Diego, site of the new ASI show in February. D, Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Trevose, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, and have you visited right. lovely Trevose? Well, you'll have to come see us. Jolene has 2 points now.
Question number five. What was the highest slot machine ever hit in Las Vegas? A, 1.9 million. B, 7.6 million. C, 25 million. Or D, 40 million.
What do we think? Eleanor.
40 million.
40
Ooh,
million is
that.
Correct.
Wow.
That is exactly correct.
You were here when someone hit it. Wow, that's great.
Was that you, Eleanor?
It was not her, but she was here when it happened.
I guess you might not be here.
I was going to say she wouldn't be at the show.
Everyone
if
has
that was
one
the case.
Point. We're all tied up. This is,
okay.
This is very.
Question six.
No, wait. She has two points. She has 2 points. In the middle has 2 points.
I'm sorry, Jolene. Jolene's in the lead.
Question number six. What is Counselor Magazine's motto? A, helping you sell every day. B, the voice of the industry. C, guiding light. D, from mugs to bobbleheads and everything in between.
Danny.
Guiding light.
No.
Now there's the editor of Counselor. He looks very disappointed.
Come on now.
That
Andy's
is a
not a
that's
soap
a
star.
That's a former soap opera. You know, its last episode there. Was last
Ooh,
week.
Eleanor knows it.
Is D.
D, from mugs to bobbleheads and everything in between. Yeah. No, Eleanor. Read up.
All right.
Everybody
Jolene,
needs
come
to come
on.
By
there's
the editorial
only two.
Booth.
What are Jolene's two choices?
A is helping you sell every day. B, the voice of the industry.
B, the voice of the industry.
Yay.
Got it.
Oh, my goodness, 3 points.
Right, Jolene's in a commanding lead now.
Okay, it's still pot. We have two more questions. Bugsy Siegel's memorial is located behind which hotel? A, Tropicana. B, Palazzo. C, Golden Nugget. D, Flamingo.
Yes.
Flamingo.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yes. Wow.
If you get this last one, you can tie Jolene.
A lot of pressure on
you. Not
here.
As good for you, Eleanor.
A lot of pressure. What is the name of ASI's president?
He's
laugh.
On the stage. That's
Don't
a
laugh.
Hint.
Is it Tim? I can't remember your last name.
Uh-oh. Eleanor.
Tim Andrews.
Yes.
Yay. Let's all hear it for Jolene, the winner of the Big Bobber. Now, what are you going to do with this?
Go out on the boat.
Yep.
It'll fit in the overhead compartment.
I hope so.
Let's hear for all of our contestants. In a few minutes, we're going to play The Price is Right, so we're going to need three new contestants.
All right. Well,
nice job.
Well, Joe, we want to check in with you on the show floor. Are you roaming the aisles, seeing some suppliers? What are you seeing out there?
Absolutely, Andy. I'm out here sweating because I'm running up and down the aisles. But
okay, I don't know that we needed to know that.
That's the Birdie Ball booth. They were one of our prizes yesterday. And with Paul Olson, he's going to tell us about new product they're developing for 2010. Here, Paul.
Thanks, Joe. We started out in the quirky golf stuff that really works well and with the Birdie Ball, and that's kind of morphed into being able to do games and events, and in fact we even do an event ourselves that we use our products at with targets to raise money for breast cancer. And so in fact it's coming up October 1, but in 4 years we've raised $1 million for breast cancer doing our event. And this year we have a whole electronic scoring that's going to go around all of those events with the inflatable targets that we have. So when you sink a birdie ball into one of the inflatable targets, then it'll actually register a score on a scoreboard, and which will launch us into a whole new type of event for customers. And then on top of that, doing events for team-building exercises for companies. Joe and I were just talking about that it'd be great to have a sales conference and everybody breaks for an hour and a half and goes down and plays 18 holes and then comes back to the sales conference. And so we have that going as well. So,
well, Paul, you're obviously big into the golf.
Can you see Joe here?
Paul there?
I'll turn it back over to Joe.
Oh.
All right. We're all done here, Andy.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Well, we are here at the ASI Holiday and Incentives Expo, and obviously a lot of what we're talking about in education sessions is incentive programs and how to sell incentive programs and the types of programs you could sell. I actually did a session yesterday that talked about five programs that distributors can sell. So I just wanted to give people a little bit of an idea about that. The first one is sales. Obviously, sales incentives are the biggest users of incentive programs. A couple others are safety. Safety incentives are big. Manufacturing companies and mining companies and trucking companies all run safety programs for their employees to ensure that they're running as safe an environment as possible. So that's something that distributors can get into. Recognition and retention programs. It's probably the biggest growing incentive program in the market. And it's essentially how companies are recognizing their top performers and coming up with ways to reward them and create loyalty among their employees. The last two, consumer promotions, consumer incentives, the types of things that big consumer companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and those run points programs and then have websites that distributors can sell products to. And do you have contestants there? Oh, okay. The last one, we're not going to that yet, but the last one is a customer service incentive program. Companies are trying to find many ways to reward their customer service reps and improve their own customer service so that they can create loyalty among their own customers. So that's something to check out. We're doing another incentive session this afternoon on the show floor, so please make sure to come to that.
Matthew, you led an incentive panel yesterday morning. What were some of the programs that they thought would be popular sellers for next year?
It was a great panel. I want to thank the panelists again. They did a terrific job. A couple of things they talked about was how important in this economy employee retention programs are, because while a lot of companies aren't giving big raises or don't have the same lavish events they used to have, it's really important for employees to feel appreciated and also be motivated. And so they talked about programs relating to that and anniversary programs celebrating the commitment of employees that have been there a long time and how important it is to invest in those areas. They also talked about dealer incentive programs, that the importance of pull-through marketing so that the dealers have an incentive to sell companies. And they talked about lots of distributors able to go to small companies and just say, okay, give your dealers the incentive to carry your merchandise and to push it through their channel. They also talked a lot about the importance of consumer promotions, gift with purchase type promotions. So that was a key area where they could get some additional sales from. And the last one they really talked about a lot was the wellness area. Wellness is a huge growing area for companies. And the key statistic that was given there is companies that invest in wellness programs have a 3.5-time return on investment from those programs. So it reduces their insurance costs, it reduces absenteeism. So a lot of companies are really investing in incentives to get employees to be more physically fit, to stop smoking, and other wellness campaigns.
That's a powerful number to share with clients.
3.5 times, very powerful number.
Yep.
Who doesn't want a return like that?
Great. Sounds good to me. All right, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our show sponsor, I Promote You.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I promote you, the smart choice. For more information, call 1-800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
All right, we're back on the ASI Internet Radio Show here live from the ASI Holiday and Incentives Expo in Las Vegas. And we are going to start our second game show of the morning. So, Melinda, you want to explain the game show a little bit?
We're going to play The Price is Right. We have three very fabulous contestants here. We have Beverly. Where are you from, Beverly?
L.A., California.
All right. And how's your pricing know-how for the industry?
I could say pretty decent.
You look pretty confident. And we have Peter. Where are you from?
Minneapolis.
All right. And you're all ready to play?
Absolutely.
Have you been studying up late last night studying for this?
I was up till 3 this morning, you know, studying. It happened to have a gin and tonic in it, but.
That's right. The best way to go.
And we have Alan. Where are you from, Alan?
Los Angeles, California.
All right, here's how it works. We're going to show you four items.
Yep, we have
right?
four items.
And we're looking for the in-buyer price. Is that right, Andy?
That is right.
All right, so we're going to ask you each for a price on each item. Now, just like The Price is Right, you can't overbid. You can't go over. So whoever gets closest to the price without going over gets a point. And once whoever has the most points at the end gets to win all the items. So you guys ready?
Okay, Nicole, if you could just grab that orange pad. Our first product is this orange pad. It comes from Add Dimension in booth 604. And it can be imprinted in many ways and put in many colors.
Right, so we have this orange pad from Add Dimension. We're going to start with Alan. What do you think the in-buyer price for this is?
49 cents.
49 cents. Okay.
Peter?
$249.
And what do you think?
$189.
Our first contestant is right at 49 cents. It's actually 70 cents.
Wow. All right, let's hear it for Alan.
So
one
Alan
point.
Gets that one.
That's
good
a
job.
Bargain. What
Alan
that's a
knows
great price.
His paper.
That is great. Yeah, that is a good price. We have sort of traditional products here today, so things that distributors pretty much sell every day.
Common sellers.
Yep.
Now
that
what is
next
this?
One is a mouse pad from Digispec, and it's a soft touch mouse pad. Popular item that can be imprinted in all sorts of colors.
Peter and Alan think this is very soft.
Very soft. It's
very
called
soft.
The soft touch. So that's apt.
All right, we'll start over here this time with you. What's your guess on this?
89 cents.
All right, we've got an 89 cents.
89 cents, okay.
Peter.
$1.26.
$1.26. And Alan, what do you think? You're really mulling this over.
$1.27.
Ooh,
Peter out.
Big strategic move there.
Alan is a smart player. He has played The Price is Right before. I know you have. It is actually 217. So
Alan
trumped
right.
Peter
right.
on that one.
Uh-oh, you guys are going to have to work extra hard on this next one. Andy, what is this?
That is a metal tin with cards. And inside it has birthday cards, anniversary cards, thank you cards. So companies give it to their customers or their prospects. And
Alan's
their
counting
prospects
the cards.
Can
He's
use
very
it throughout
serious.
The year. The tin can be imprinted with the client's logo.
Peter's touching the paper. Did
and
you
I'm sorry, that comes from Full Circle, and they're in booth 1205.
They're all different cards, right?
Yeah.
Yes, each one has different message.
Yep.
Okay, all right, we'll start with you this time, Peter. What do you think?
$4.60.
$4.60. All right, Alan, what do you think?
$2.98.
$2.98. And how about you?
$6.55.
Matthew's shaking your head. Do you think that was a good guess?
I'm at $5.95.
We're playing our own game up here.
Oh, okay. Right.
You're playing your own game?
Let us know the results of that. What do we have, Andy?
$6.55 was the winner. I have $8.33.
Yeah.
Good job. All right. So let's see. We have 2 points for you and one for you. Oh, yep. But we've got to pause because he's checking his
We have no time for that. Please,
no
please
cheating.
Put that
no
on
cheating.
Silence now.
We no phone a friend. No phone a friend. You got
to
do
this is your
yourself.
Big chance to catch up, or, you know, Alan could take it away. And, Peter, I don't think you have a chance at this point, but play anyway. All right, this is a hat.
Yeah, it's a performance fabric hat. Comes from Max Apparel USA at booth 1126, a very popular item these days.
All right, so let's start back with you, Alan. This is a tough one. Now, this is for all the money, so you really got to –
$3.75.
Peter?
$4.
$4 for Peter?
$4.99.
And just for fun, Matthew, what did you say?
I had $4.99. I'm with you.
Ooh, Matthew's a good luck charm.
We'll
what do we have?
Well, that's the winner, but it is it is actually $9.50.
Which was Melinda, for the record, which
Tim's.
Was my guess.
That's
exactly
right.
No, it wasn't. You wrote it down right here.
Oh, we have
exactly
proof
right.
that you were accurate.
Good job,
you know
Tim.
Your pricing. You've been on ESP lately, obviously.
Absolutely, and the prices are always accurate.
All right, we have a tie. How are we going to break this tie?
We have a tie. Yeah, we're going to have to split up the products, I think.
We're going to have to split up.
Rock, paper, scissors. Come on, the ultimate championship
totally
determination.
I like the rock, paper, scissors.
Do you know how to do rock, paper, scissors?
Just one.
Sudden death, rock, paper, scissors. Here we go.
We're going to let you say rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, ready? All right, one, two, three, go.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, scissors. Okay.
Hey, I win again.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. One, two, three.
We got the winner over here.
Okay. That's it for all our contestants. Have a great day on the show floor. Thanks for being good sports. And you get to come and redeem your prizes.
Thank
you
very much.
All right, Andy, I think the show's about to open. Do we have any parting comments?
Well, I think we're looking forward to a good show day today. Tim, any other comments you have on the show floor as far as people and what they can look for out there?
We had a great day yesterday. I think we're really excited about today. I'd urge everybody to look for their email on Monday because every distributor who's here at this show this year is going to get a special email from us on Monday that allows them to register to get free room for the San Diego show next year and also some cash for their travel. So lots of good stuff. Look for it in email on Monday morning.
That San Diego show announcement was yesterday. It's a
Absolutely.
New show that we have in San Diego, February
24th
to 26th.
Right, 24th, 25th, 26th.
Right. So great West Coast show for everybody here to look forward to. Well, thank you all very much for joining us. Melinda, any last
words? Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You. Have a great day on the show floor, and we will see you all in Orlando.
Thank you.
Have a great day.